All right, our good friend Peter Schrager of Fox Sports 1. You know, you're back at the Combine. We usually talk with you at the Combine. Last year, you were talking snow and pierogies and Sochi at the Winter Olympics, but no more.
It's good to be back, although I think it was warmer in Russia than it was is here. So, yeah.
He's not screwing around. It's about zero degrees.
It's a big weather commentary right there.
Why are you talking like Will Ferrell from Talladega Nights, Pete?
Yeah.
You're a media professional. Okay, Pete. The Texans. You saw a few of their games. We chit-chatted before a few of the prime-timers this year. Biggest question mark in your mind heading into 2015? It's a team that went 9-7, but there was instability at the quarterback position.
That is the question mark. You look at all the teams in the playoffs. I mean, quarterback is key. Last year, between Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett, Case Keenum, Tom Savage, it's a wonder you guys won the games you did with the amount of rotating names at that quarterback position. Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith are talking that Ryan Mallett's the guy. They certainly had him in camp all, you know, summer after the trade and had him in the building all year. They know. And if Ryan Mallett's the guy, then let's roll, because Andrew Luck's not going anywhere. For the next 10 years, maybe the next 15 years, you're going to need to have someone that goes up against him.
Yeah, Mallett's a guy that has the physical attributes. He's been called a field general by a lot of his teammates. But how much do you think studying under Tom Brady in that offense for 3 years has benefited a guy like Mallett?
It is huge. I became fairly close with Brian Hoyer over the last couple of years, and Hoyer swears by the time he had under Brady, it was like having a personal quarterback coach every day. Brady demands the best out of you. Ryan Mallett, there were questions coming out of Arkansas. He slips in the draft. There are no more questions about Ryan Mallett. You don't see the slip-ups that there was any fear of. It's because he was under Tom Brady for all those years, just learning how to play the quarterback position the right way. On the field, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know. They must know something I don't. But off the field, you work under Tom Brady, and in that building with Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien and Chad O'Shea and the guys that are there on the offense, you better know how to play quarterback mentally.